It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
For Alto Vineyard Tartley and Blush.
Boy, I tell you what, it's a legendary, time-proven performer.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for your vote. I'll put her in.
Okay, thank you. I was calling about what was the best wine in Southern Illinois.
I am interested. What do you think?
Von Jakob has the Ridge Red and Johnny Apple, and it's two of the best wines ever.
Kind of a sweet wine type of situation.
Yep.
Now, am I saying it right? Is it Von Jakob?
Yep, it's Von Jakob.
Okay, that's exactly, because sometimes I say Von Jakob, and that's not the right way to do it.
Nope.
Okay, so you're saying the, I want to make sure I got it down, is it Ridge Red?
Yep.
And what's the other one?
Johnny Apple.
Johnny Apple. It's like a Johnny Apple night tonight. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate your vote.
No problem. I'm very well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good today. We're talking about wine. Do you have a favorite?
I would say Black and Blue from Pheasant Hollow.
Boy, I tell you what, the folks up there have really perfected the recipe, haven't they?
Oh, they have, and their crackling cranberry is phenomenal. It's only around Christmas time.
I appreciate your vote, miss, and I'll put it in there.
Have a great day.
You too.
Pretty good.
Well, great. Do you have the wine?
Yeah, I say homemade.
Yeah, now we're talking. You make the homemade wine?
I don't, but my dad used to.
Boy, oh boy, I bet that was some good stuff.
It was.
I bet. Now, did you have the grape press, or did he use his bare feet?
I think he had the grape press.
Okay. Oh, Lord. If that was Dad's secret ingredient in the wine. Oh, man. Well, hey.
If he used his feet, I wouldn't have put it in my mouth.
We all remember when Dad would break out the homemade wine. Oh, but what good memories that is, though, you know?
Yeah, it is.
That's where it's at right there, and I appreciate your phone call, miss.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking it.
You have a great day.
You too.
Hey, I'm great. I wanted to cast my vote for the wine.
Go for it.
I've not heard you mention it yet, but Von Jakob Shawnee Gold.
Oh, the Shawnee Gold?
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Z100. How are we doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm talking wine. You got one that you like?
Silver Star from Starview.
The Silver Star.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. They also have the wine slushy down there.
Yes, they do.
All right, miss. Thank you for your vote.
Thank you. Black and Blue is definitely my favorite.
Boy, it's just good, isn't it?
It is. And I think everyone that loves Black and Blue is like diehard Black and Blue. It's like being a Cardinals fan.
Absolutely. You know, that's true. It's got your own loyalty to the brand.
Yes.
Boy, I appreciate it a ton. Thanks for your call. I'll put it in there.
Thank you.
My favorite winery is Orlandini. I lived in California for 23 years, and I like the drier wines. So the 2014 Vidal and the 2013 Chambre Sun is my favorite.
Good. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. Do you have a favorite wine?
Heartland Blush from Alto Vineyard.
It is a proven favorite.
I love it.
Yeah, it's like you're going through the grocery store and then you get to that one aisle. It's like, you know what? Maybe so.
Always a good one to take home, definitely. Sampling the best.
Better than all the rest. It's Kent in the Country, Z100.